This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Israel says it has killed a top Hezbollah official who had been widely expected to become the group's next leader. There has been no confirmation from Hezbollah about the official, identified as Hashem Safidin, but Israel says he was killed by an airstrike in early October in Beirut, along with around 25 other Hezbollah leaders. Chief spokesman Mohammed Afif says the group will not be deterred from attacking Israel.
The eyes of the fighters of the Islamic resistance are watching and their ears are listening. If our hands could not reach you the previous time, then it's just a matter of days, nights, and a field between us and you.
Charles and Camilla will leave Australia this afternoon for Samoa after a whirlwind tour featuring both big crowds and controversy. The King is due to make an appearance in Samoa at the biannual Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. The UK's Honorary Counsel for Samoa, Freddie Tulagi, says Charles can be assured of a friendly welcome.
It's a great opportunity for us to showcase, our culture and show the King a taste of what's expecting when he comes to Samoa.
A group of Rohingya Muslims are reportedly stranded on a boat off the coast of Indonesia. The 140, mostly women and children, are said to be weak and hungry on the wooden boat, which is about a mile offshore from Indonesia's northernmost province of Aceh, after a nearly two-week trip from Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh. Indonesian police say three Rohingya died on the journey and another 11 have been transferred to a government hospital since Sunday after their health worsened. Local Herma Razak says they have dropped off food and other aid to the boat, but the rest cannot disembark.
Why are they not allowed to land?
It's not that we don't allow it, but because until now there's been no agreement from other parties. So if they're allowed to disembark, no one is responsible for guaranteeing them.
New analysis has suggested reducing childhood and teenage obesity could save billions of dollars a year in healthcare costs. The University of Sydney study shows overweight children or teens incur an excess lifetime cost of about $19,700, while those with obesity spend up to $46,700 compared with their healthy weight peers. The federal government has implemented a 10-year national obesity strategy, with one of the goals to reduce childhood and adolescent overweight and obesity rates by 2030. A robot has played the cello for the first time alongside a symphony orchestra in Sweden. The work was created for the robot to perform with the Malmö Orchestra by Swedish composer Jacob Mulrad. He says the result was a happy surprise, despite concern from other musicians about the use of the technology. The composer says the experiment is not about replacing human musicians with a robot, but gaining new insights into the creative process. To sport, Alex de Minaur has bounced back from disappointment in Antwerp to claim a victory against J. Leonard Struff in Vienna. The 25-year-old started slowly against the German before gradually putting his game back together and winning 2-6, 6-2, 6-2 at the indoor hard court ATP 500. He will next face Italy's Flavio Cobolli, who beat Spain's Alejandro Davidovich Fokina in straight sets. And that's SBS News in Easy English.